Studio with us, a couple of guests from Etowah County. We're blessed to have with us Sheriff Jonathan Horton from Etowah County, and also we're with him is PIO, our personal information officer, and our public information officer, Josh Morgan. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure to have you in. Your department has been involved in some world police games, and congratulations on the outcome of that, because they really shined, didn't they?
They did, yes, sir. We was very fortunate, and they did a great job.
Tell us about it. How did they get involved with the World Police and Fire Games?
Well, you know, the World Police and Fire Games, much to my demise, I didn't know, has been around since like 1895. It's out of some California Athletic Association, and it's done every 2 years. I think in 2023, after a break from COVID, was last in Winnipeg, Canada, or somewhere in the Canadian area. And this year was hosted in Birmingham. And we had two different sections that wanted to participate from the sheriff's office, which we were glad to let them participate, because it's a great morale builder. It gives them an opportunity to showcase their skills and abilities, and that was our motorcycle unit. And one of our captains is an archery person. He hunts and got very avid skills with a bow and arrow, and he competed in the archery, and he brought home the gold. Captain Will Farley did, which was really to be commended, because you had people not just locally, not just statewide, but this was nationally. So competing against many others, 25 to 35 feet targets. I'm not a bow and arrow guy, but without sights and just free shooting, and to get the gold was really special on the archery side.
Absolutely, yeah. No doubt about it. Were you surprised with the outcome?
I wasn't surprised with his outcome. It really with none of them. In the motorcycle unit as well, we've got five riders, Shane McClellan, Jamie Rowan, Sergeant Anthony Davis, Jameson Jenkins, and John Works. And they together brought home two silvers and one bronze.
Wow.
And that's really good, knowing that they're just a part-time unit with us. You know, our motor unit, a lot of people ask about it a lot of times, what do they do other than this competition they were in? You know, they do parades, they do funeral escorts, but more importantly than that, we have the Forever Mile yard sale once a year, and those areas get very congested, and to be able to respond to an emergency and have a motorcycle that can go between or around or on the shoulder, they patrol those days and try to keep security enhanced in those type of circumstances. First Fridays, we've got a big First Friday coming up tomorrow on the 4th of July with fireworks and the city of Gadsden, and the motor unit will be there keeping people safe, and again, they're able to maneuver and get to an emergency to help someone faster. So there's a lot of great things those guys do, but for them to compete and have two silvers and a bronze against motor units from across the country that do it every day, state police, municipal police, and them to be part-time sheriff deputies that just ride occasionally, it was really exceptional. We was very proud of them.
No doubt about it. Now, these are the games that we see televised occasionally on TV when the firemen and the police officers come together.
That's correct.
They are in the game. Well, your people come out shining like stars that they are, mm-hmm. because they competed against the best of the best.
That's absolutely right. Yes, sir. They did.
So congratulations to you, Sheriff, and your men that went and participated there. And I know that you folks are really proud of them. Tell us a little bit more about Will Farley and his gold archery win. You said it just freehand, his target 35, 40 feet.
Yes, sir. It was the Markman Shield Park in Talladega where that was held at CMP, they call it, in Talladega. It was broken into age groups and bow types. Targets were all roughly 35 to 50 yards. There were no range finders that could be used, no levels on the sights. So it was basically a freehand, I would call it, shot from 35 yards. And again, you know, Will's probably got a wall full of deer that he kills every year before gun season with a bow. And I just can't say enough about his expertise. I've even talked about maybe if we could find some kind of holster that carried a bow and a sliver instead of a magazine pouch and a sidearm for him to patrol with, because he's deadly with bows. So did a great job with that. And he normally, day-to-day, Will's got a lot of experience with us. He's been a patrol officer. He's been an investigator criminally. And for the past 3 years, I think it was back around then, 2022, he was promoted to captain of logistics. So he keeps up with all of our equipment, does a very important role at the sheriff's office, and has a hobby of hunting and archery, and it paid off for him in this event.
Now, not only do you have your motor unit, but you also have marine unit and aviation unit, a dive team. You've got it all.
We have a lot of different specialty units. We do, yes, sir. We got the motor unit we've talked about, five deputies and five motors. And then we have the aviation unit. We have a pilot. We've got three of them, Danny Fincher. He has overseen the unit for some time. And then we have two other pilots, Greg Turley. Greg's got a lot of experience. He also teaches aviation at Wallace State there in Hansville and used to be the police chief of
Pell City.
And then Mike Haynes, which is a great Vietnam veteran, got a world of experience in the helicopter. And then we have some great FTOs, which are flight tactical officers, Dustin Watkins and Wade Buckner. Wade's also the fire chief at Southside Fire Department, and both of those are reserve deputies. And, you know, our helicopter has been so instrumental in many things, search and rescue, when we have missing children, when we have Alzheimer's, dementia patients, things of this nature. And just in the last couple of months, unfortunately, we've had one motorcycle chase. We've had one car chase. The car chase was ended with the helicopter. The motorcycle chase, because usually those chases don't end well,
exactly,
running after a motorcycle. But with the aircraft being able to get in the air and the officers not having to heavily pursue the motorcycle, he was able and they were able to keep tabs on it. And when the gas ran out and the motorcycle was parked, there we arrived. And that would have been no way possible without the aviation unit. So there's a lot of greatness that they do. And those pilots also help with St. Clair County. So they help out with more than just our agency. A lot of people don't know it, but our helicopter, we got through the LESO program, they call it, which means that essentially it was a military helicopter, and when it was decommissioned, it was still in good enough shape that it was just sort of signed over to us. And, of course, it always belonged to the military. We've got about 100 hours left on the current helicopter, but we just attained two more that from the Navy down in Whiting Field and Pensacola in that area that we're in the process of making means to get them shipped up here. And we use the other ones for parts, and it helps keep our motor and blades clean. And so very little cost for us, real good reutilization of military equipment, a great benefit for the community. That's our aviation unit. And then we do have a marine and a dive unit. Our marine unit, we currently have two boats. They do a lot of search and rescue. Tomorrow they'll be out on the Coosa during the 4th of July helping keep boaters, and the fireworks are supposed to be shot from the bridge, keeping people away, keeping people safe. Actually was activated yesterday with a possible missing person in the river. I think that came to a standstill, fortunately, and that person is no longer being sought in the river, but they do a lot of good. Obviously the Coosa, the Henry Neely runs through, and Etowah, like much Weiss Lake does here, and right. So they're very instrumental, made up of sheriff's deputies. And then our dive team is a combination. It's made up of both Gadsden Police Department officers and the Etowah County Sheriff's Office. And they've responded to not only incidents in Etowah, but went to Bullitt County, been to Jefferson County in just the last few years, and are utilized by a lot of surrounding counties because they're such a specialized unit in their craft and skill in what they do diving.
And that's all necessary, unfortunately. But you also oversee the corrections and your patrol and narcotics units. You full-time and busy.
That's right.
And of course, that's unfortunately, the narcotics is a major part of every county's operation.
It is. We're fortunate to have a drug enforcement unit that stands along with its own building and is made up not only of sheriff's deputies, but every municipality within our county. Assigns officers and all collectively work together to, with the district attorney as well on board, to manage the drug enforcement unit. And then our SWAT team, JSOG, Joint Special Operation Group, it's made up of deputies, Gadsden police officers, Tala police officers, Glencoe police officers, anyone that can pass the physical portion of the test, which is quite strenuous. It's about a 24 to 28 man team. And of course, everybody's proud of their units, but we would stack them up against anybody in the country. They're really great at what they do. They train very regularly. and have had a lot of very successful outcomes in their operations. And we have a new unit that we're standing up, we're very proud of. It's called the ESU, Emergency Services Unit. And we came up with this idea because a lot of times sheriff's deputies obviously patrol very rural parts of the county.
Right.
And there's a lot of those areas that, you know, it could be 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. someone has a heart attack, a stroke, and many times the deputy's the first person there. I mean, they're driving Dodge Chargers, not 10-ton fire trucks.
Right.
And so they get there quicker. A lot of times, even though we are so appreciative of our volunteer fire, many times they're volunteers, so they may be at work. And then our ambulance services, they do as well as they can, but it may be 15 or 20 minutes. So the purpose of the emergency service unit is we are fortunate enough to have now several triple certified deputies, meaning that they're certified law enforcement, they're certified fire, they're certified medics, and then we've concocted memos of understanding with all of our surrounding volunteer fire departments, our full-time paid fire chiefs, and all together we work to share training, be a part of the emergency service unit, and the ultimate goal is they get there first. Not only can they give just basic CPR, they have a Lucas device, they have all the things, they have Narcan to reverse an opiate overdose, all the things necessary to sustain life other than just CPR until an ambulance or a fireman gets on scene, which is huge to us because I was on patrol back in 2001, and the grim facts are is I've had to watch people pass away because I just didn't have the craft or the skills to be able to help them.
Yeah.
And people were on the way getting there as soon as they could. But that cross-training and that ability to work together and combine everyone under that MOU, and then you end up with one volunteer fire department helping through the ESU, another volunteer fire department on the other side of the county that before wouldn't have happened.
Right.
And so, and that goes from everything from showing up to a wreck. We had that happen not too long ago. And our 911 director, Will Reed, who's now part of the emergency service unit, and Vance Brown, who at the time and is the fire chief of Gadsden, they were there first and operated the jaws of life to extract that individual from a truck that normally would have had to wait another 15 or 20 minutes. And as you know, with strokes or anything like that, Sackett's means everything.
It does indeed. And your people in Etowah County are the beneficiaries of these services. Not only do your men have the expertise and the training, but obviously you've provided them, or your department has, or the county has, provided them with the tools that they need when they get there.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And that's everything.
That's everything.
Yeah, having the tools, the proper tools to do it with. And one fellow that we haven't mentioned in your department, and he's sitting right next to you, and that he keeps the public informed of what's going on with your department, mm-hmm. and that's Josh Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Public Information Officer.
Yes, sir.
And Josh, type people that we love to deal with. Because
yes, sir.
Not that we want to deal with the deputies and yes. the sheriff, but you guys are so busy, it's hard to get you slowed down long enough to talk with the press. And then that's where Josh comes in. And
that's where I try to come in.
That's where you do an amazing job.
He does an amazing job. Wears several different hats. I mean, he really does. And I don't just say this because we're on the radio. I try to tell him as often as I can that I couldn't imagine doing this job without him. He is a lot of times the glue that holds some things together. He's all over the place and does a great job with it. And as you said, he texted me twice last night. I don't forget, be at the office at 6:15. We got to be there by 7:15. You know, and if he didn't do that, I wouldn't know where I was. So definitely is invaluable to our office.
Well, we're thrilled to have both of you with us. One thing we haven't talked about, and that's the Student Leadership Academy. Let's talk about that.
Yes, yeah, so we just graduated the 14th class, and that was held in June. We had graduation, thankful to Coosa Christian or Wills Creek Church, let us use their auditorium. We partner with so many partners. Gadsden State lets us use their dorms. Jacksonville State University comes and teaches a day on forensics. But the Student Leadership Academy began in 2012. We have 22 county schools, of which I think 8 high schools, and 2 to 3 students that are juniors from each high school apply and are selected each year. This year, I think we had 19. And they come and spend the week with us. They start on Sunday evening. They get woke up every morning at 5 a.m. to go do physical training and workout and PT. They learn not only law enforcement things, but stop the bleed, CPR. They get a forensics class. They get a day with the aviation unit. They get to go up in the helicopter. They get a day with the marine unit. They get to go out on the river. And one of their favorite things at the very end is they get patrol night, where they actually get to come in and work a shift with a deputy and ride along with them. We keep them safe, but they get to see what a deputy deals with every day. And ultimately, the goal in that is not only to, and we've had about five that we counted up that since 2012 that went through the Student Leadership Academy that's now currently working full-time in law enforcement. Just to the top of the mind, the new chief investigator at the City of Itala Police Department, Jacob Bradley. He was a graduate of the Student Leadership Academy.
Great.
But then there's been many others that have went on and found prosperous careers in other things, because leadership's what we really focus on, regardless of what they want to end up doing in life. And we choose juniors so that they've still got a year of school left to be a senior and share those experiences with the incoming juniors and be able to be an example to them. And this is, it's something that I got to give credit where credit's deserved. My administration didn't start it. Sheriff Hendrickson's administration did in 2012. But it's one of those things we've been able to keep going and keep adding to, and really just an outstanding program for our youth.
And the youth get selected or get can apply for these positions?
At their high school, yes, sir. And then the counselor generally of the school will get with the school resource deputy of the school, and they will make the appointments of who gets to participate. It's a very competitive procedure, but it's a very rewarding procedure. It's a good program.
How many of those young people wake up on the second or third day and say, "What in the world did I sign up for?"
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that goes on, especially with the physical fitness and things
about.
Of that nature. Yes, sir.
So many at that age are not early risers at
That's
5
right.
o'clock. So.
Yeah.
That could be a little culture shock for
That's
them.
That's right. And they're given awards, and one of them is the physical fitness award. And it's not always the one that's the best physically fit, but the one that made the most improvement. So they get an opportunity to exceed and be rewarded for that as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And
it
a
is,
lot
yes,
of great training for these young people.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Well, you're to be commended for having such a program in your county for your people there. Anything, gentlemen, that we've not talked about that we need to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, another thing that's big to us, you know, is, and I always try to not plagiarize, but Sheriff Cunningham, the sheriff of Montgomery County, always says that 50% of our population is our youth, and they're 100% of our future. And so we try to put a lot in our schools, and we were proud in 2020 we hosted the first DARE conference in Gadsden, where people came from as far off as Mississippi and Tennessee to become DARE certified. And we now have a deputy, and with the thankfulness of our municipal police departments to have county schools in it, such as Wrangell City, Southside, and Altoona, we have a deputy on every campus, and they're able to get DARE taught, 10-week program to all 5th and 7th graders. 5th grade before they meet that peer pressure of middle school, 7th grade before they meet that peer pressure of high school. And differently than when I was a kid and they had the suckers that just say no to drugs and you paid a quarter for it, they don't just teach the dangers of making bad decisions, but they teach the rewards of making great decisions. And we have a DARE camp every year. And I just want to say that along with the Student Leadership Academy, we truly, as well as trying to enforce and keep people safe, you know, sow into the future generation to try to curb any opportunity and keep someone on the right side of the road to try to enhance public safety for all of us. And we're really thankful to be able to do that and want to continue to. And the County Commission, the Board of Education, everybody pays that bill, so we're obviously thankful to them as well, ultimately the taxpayers.
Absolutely. And, of course, the better job we do with our young people now, the easier your job will be in the future.
It's an investment for sure.
For sure, no doubt about it. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and being with us. I'm sorry we're out of time.
That's all right.
Appreciate you coming and taking time and sharing with us what's going on in Etowah County with the Etowah County Sheriff's Department. Keep up the great work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.